Today is Thursday.
You're listening to The Greg Hewitt Show.
Yeah, I love it. It's so hot.
Here is a complete disc jockey show with all the modern pace of today's exciting radio.
Welcome to our show.
I love this show.
It's Thursday. Nobody does it
better. I like my mini skirts. I like my short shorts.
Okay.
You know, and I can pull it off. Nobody does it
better. Well, I like your confidence there, madam. I'm not sure today would be a day for short shorts.
I was going to say, I hadn't really thought about tonight.
Little chilly. I think we get confident when it warms up for a couple of days, and then all of a sudden, here come the short shorts, here come the mini skirts, and
really?
Forget it. You know, it's like, wait, winter is still here. It's KZK 555, Greg Hewitt along with Sue Thomas. Sue, 2.5 hours sleep last night. It was one of those nights, you know.
I'm so sorry. What happened?
It's just restless. Calm a busy mind.
Yeah.
That's the title of my new ebook that I'm contemplating
writing.
Does
that go along with your one on manners that doesn't exist?
No, that was on tipping.
Oh, that's
tipping
right.
Standards.
Yes.
I'm still working on the outline on that one.
Yeah,
though.
Well, sure.
It's an ebook, as I said.
No
not
rush.
A real book.
No, of course.
This is just an ebook in theory, right? Okay.
Yeah, don't take it beyond that.
No. We were talking the other morning, Sue, about my having visited Gordon's Stoplight, this diner in Crystal City.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I love these small-town diners. I do. I just love the whole vibe. I love the atmosphere. I love the breakfasts.
Sure.
And so, and one of the great things about Facebook, the immediacy of it. So we put it out there yesterday for recommendations, like small-town diners near St. Louis. James from Highland says to visit the 9th Street Cafe. They're only open until 2 most days, but the breakfast is amazing. So
yum.
I'm putting that one on the list. Lewis Cafe in St. Clair, says Stephanie. Really good food. Connie, Beanick Cafe and Pantry in St. Genevieve. Jennifer, the Family Kitchen in Waterloo. This one sounds good. Have you ever been to Granny's Franny's in DeSoto?
No, I have not.
It sounds good. It sounds like it would have really good pie. They're all going on the list. Keep the comments coming on the Facebook page at 102.5 KEZK. And now I'm hungry, Sue.
Oh, I was to begin with, but that did not help.
Now I want a big country breakfast. I want scrambled eggs. I want bacon and sausage.
Yes.
Hash browns. Maybe a side of pancakes.
I got no problem with any of that.
All right. Sue, I think one of the things we share in common, well, a couple of things. We're both afraid of sinkholes.
Yep, they're everywhere.
Really afraid of them. And this other issue, and I think you feel even more strongly about it than I do, this feeling of fairness. Like, you can't stand it if a criminal gets away with something.
Oh, that just makes me nuts.
And you love to share the police surveillance photos and
yes,
videos.
That's true.
I love that about you. Well, so this story is right up your alley. Chesterfield Police. They are looking for a woman, Sue.
I'm ready.
Who stole almost 150 Legos in 2 trips to Barnes & Noble on Collection Road.
You know what? I heard this story this morning. This is nuts.
Well, you've got to see the photos because they are very clear. Like, I can't imagine this woman is going to be free much longer.
Yeah, exactly. She is highly identifiable and mostly by her hair,
I think. So the first trip, she took 126 Lego mini figurines from the Barnes & Noble.
How does that happen? She can get that many without them noticing.
But get this. Then she returned to the same store 2 days later, took another 16.
Oh, my goodness.
The Chesterfield police in a Facebook post, I think they're starting to model the Baldwin Police Department. They have very funny police descriptions here.
Yeah.
The Facebook post reads, "Now, we're not sure yet what her intentions are with the 160 Lego mini figurines, but we do know it probably wouldn't be a good idea to walk around barefoot inside her home."
Oh, wow. That's
See?
Pretty funny.
Right, you know, I give that a 5 out of 10.
That's fair.
I get the humor in that.
I mean, they're law enforcement after all.
Well, this is true.
Yes.
I mean, they have a lot on their plate, you know, writing jokes, but better than some of the jokes we had yesterday on the show, right?
Totally.
7:22. It's time for the Hollywood Burrito. Let's get right to it. More proof that Hollywood has run out of ideas, Sue.
What are we remaking now?
Disney is planning to reboot Planet of the Apes, which they can do after buying 20th Century Studios. Now, the last Planet movie came out in 2017.
Which was a remake of the one before that.
Well, Let's start from scratch here. The Planet of the Apes started as a book in 1963. The classic movie, Charlton Heston, 1968, followed by four sequels, also spun off into a TV series and a cartoon. So obviously, it's time to make it again.
A cartoon?
Yes.
Wow. I've never seen any of them.
Will Ferrell and Paul Rudd teaming up for the very first time since Anchorman 2 for a dark comedy.
Ooh.
It's called The Shrink Next Door. It's based on a true story of the bizarre relationship between a psychiatrist to the stars and his longtime patient.
Okay, maybe not, huh?
I don't know. Will is the patient, Paul is the doctor. I think those two together are very funny.
Dark comedy. All right, I'm okay.
Nicolas Cage doing a movie. It's called The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent. And it sounds insane, right? Well, it includes present-day Nicolas Cage meeting a younger version of himself. And he may very well be reenacting scenes from some of his old movies. So this is an Academy Award winner here we're talking about.
This is very interesting. It's all very Shia LaBeouf to me.
Yeah, what happened to his career, though?
Well, he was, you know what? Yeah, he kept marrying weird people and going bankrupt.
I think marrying weird people is probably the number one thing that keeps people from achieving their goals in Hollywood, it seems like.
I don't know if it's number one, but it's not a help.
We know now it's an election year. Democrats had a debate last night, and boy, it's getting nasty out there. If you missed it, you missed a lot of it. There are a lot of just arguing going on.
Yeah.
So it's almost as if who can talk the loudest gets the most credit. It's weird with these debates, you know. It's almost impossible. I feel sorry for these people because it's impossible to look good or presidential during these debates. I mean, the format doesn't really suit that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
It's they're all just looking for applause lines and everything. And this is early. We've got a long way to go. So buckle in. It's going to be an interesting ride this year, I think. 102.5 KEZK. It's Fat Thursday. You can get started on your carnival celebrations a few days early and enjoy the most decadent foods you can find. I'm all about that.
Mm.
It's also National Love Your Pet Day.
Yay!
I take it Lulu is well taken care of on a day like this.
That bulldog is well taken care of every day.
Do we still have that policy about dogs not being here at the radio station?
Oh, yeah.
I need some Lulu in my life.
We have just checked on that. And apparently, yes. So,
okay.
Sorry.
And I wanted to get to this. I'm kicking myself, Sue, because this is the story we should have done in the burrito instead of that weird story about Steven Spielberg's 23-year-old daughter. That's on me. That was my bad. But Alex Trebek gave an interview to a Pittsburgh TV station. You want to talk about inspirational.
The response from people all over America and Canada with regard to my current health situation has humbled me, really. I had no idea that our show and myself had such an impact in the lives of so many. My response has been the same for all of these people. Let's both agree that we're going to become survivors.
Aww. Speechless.
It's so nice when people step up and just show how much they care in whatever situation, you know?
And he is just so universally loved and admired.